When did this come down? When did your dad say, we're going to go ahead and take that associate off the title?
Well, he's been talking about it. He really was going to do it last year. But, you know, for us, it was about the year of Jimmy Russell with his 60th anniversary. So we really didn't want to take anything away from that. He's not going to retire. I mean, Jimmy, if you know him at all, you know he's going to work until he possibly can't. But, you know, I've been doing a lot of work for quite a while, and he just thought it was time that I received the title.
Tell me about that day back. He mentioned it in the letter to the Russell's Reserve Society members and in the news release they sent out that you told him when you were a young boy that you wanted to be a distiller. Tell me about that period.
Well, from the time when I went there for a summer job 34 years ago, within a few weeks, I realized, you know, that this was the place for me in Wild Turkey. And, you know, shortly after that, you know, I went to Jimmy and I said, you know, one day I'd love to be, you know, following your footsteps. Because I've been around not only Jimmy, but Bucano and Alma Tuley, and had so much respect for all those guys and the knowledge that they had. And, you know, back then, my dad was not only master distiller, but he was plant manager and human resources and everything. And he sort of said, well, which part? And I said, well, I only want to be the master distiller part. I want to make the whiskey and take care of the whiskey and things like that. So that's really, you know, even back then, 34 years ago, I realized that, you know, I wanted to follow in his footsteps and follow in the footsteps of not only him, but all the great master distillers.
And he made you start at the bottom too, right?
Oh, yeah, he started me at the bottom person on the pole in the union. So I rode barrels, got bottles, got cases, just anything that anybody else didn't want to do. And, you know, that's how he learned, and that's the best way to learn. For me, you know, if you look at Jimmy and Booker and all those guys, they knew everything about it, not just making the whiskey, but how to age the whiskey, you know. My dad even went to balling every day to make sure the packages looked right. And to me, that's what a master distiller is about. So, you know, over the years, just being, I mean, I've been in every department there, even worked in maintenance for a while, just to, you know, to make sure I knew where all the popping was and different things like that. So, yeah, just learning everything from the ground up to me is what a master distiller is about.
Now, I have to ask, do you have a son to pass this along to someday, or are you the last in the line?
Well, actually, my son graduated from the University of Kentucky in December, and he started working with me on January the 5th. Now, he's going to take a little different approach to it. We're going to send him to Texas, which is our biggest domestic state, and be a brand ambassador for a couple of years and learn. He's really interested in marketing and stuff, so he's going to learn the sales, distribution end of it, and eventually he'll come back to the story. I mean, he has a lot of knowledge about it, and I'm giving him some pretty good training while he's here, not only me, but everybody at the story is pitching in while I travel. And yeah, I think someday he'll be the next Russell that comes in line.
One of the things Jimmy sort of hinted at is that you've got your hands on a couple of new projects coming out later this year. A new Russell's Reserve extension, and another new bourbon. Can you say anything about them yet, or are you going to tell me to sort of watch this space?
Yeah, I've been working on some things. We've been working on a lot of things. You know, I'm a little bit more experimental than Jimmy. Not that I would ever change anything about Wild Turkey, but I want to do some more traditional things. So I'm looking at maybe doing a single barrel rye with the Russell's Reserve name on it, you know, doing it at a higher proof, non-chill filtered, like I did with the Russell single barrel, which my only problem is, you know, every bartender in the United States is going to want some. And I've only got about 70 barrels. So, you know, just something that, you know, to show people the quality that we have there. And then I'm going to do an older whiskey that I've been filling with, oh, at least for 7 or 8 years now. It's going to be probably a 17-year-old, and, you know, just something that Jimmy didn't really like Voter whiskeys, but I've really worked with it and moved it around. It's had a pretty good journey to make sure it doesn't get too oaky and too woody, which is his concerns about older whiskey. So it's going to be some pretty neat things, I think, that will appeal to the people that are growing our industry, which is younger people and bartenders, mixologists. So, yeah, I'm working on quite a few things, and the ones with some kind of out where I'm not real happy with them, so I just put them aside. And some, these two are two that I think are really going to be great as they come out.
Are we going to see another batch of Forgiven anytime soon?
Well, I did do a second batch. So I've done two batches of it. I'm just sort of waiting and seeing. I'm not sure that I'd want to do it as a permanent, but sort of a special occasion, you know, maybe once a year or something. Because for me, I love the Forgiven. It's one of my favorite things we have. I love the bourbon taste of that big rye taste at the end of it. So, yeah, I'll probably keep that in mind as we go along.